Father, we thank you, O God, for your grace, for your mercy and your love, protection and kindness, and your mercy that knows no bound, O God, that you show us daily, Jesus. There were a lot of people that we slept last night together, but there are no more today. It's not because we're special, or it's not because of the special offerings that we give to you, but by your grace, O God. We thank you, O God, for you brought us here today to listen to your word, to worship you, O God, in your presence, God. We thank you for your presence that is with us today, Jesus. And I pray, O God, as I minister to your people, as I preach, Lord, today, as I pass across your message, O God, I say, you, O God, talk through me, O God. Let me put myself aside and give me the ability to let you in, O God, in this room today, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. So like I said, I'll be talking about trusting the process. And I believe each and every one of us has a journey in life that we're going through. And though everyone's journey is different, some people are pastors, some are doctors, very obvious differences, but we still feel the need to compare ourselves. We feel the need to compete, or should I say, we just find ourselves competing with every other person, comparing ourselves to other people beside us, trying to match what they have, or trying to fit ourselves in other people's boxes. Some of us have compared ourselves so much, we have headaches now. Some people compare themselves a lot. They have heartache. They finally realize that I can never be the person beside me. Some people commit suicide because of this. Some kill and get killed, just like the story of Abel and Cain in Genesis chapter 4. And most times, all this comparison is even unreasonable and unnecessary competitions that we just go through our daily lives. For example, you come to church, you see your friend's spiritual life, and you're jealous or comparing yourself to her spirituality. It doesn't even make sense, because let's say she has been going through this growth for like 10 years, and now she's here, and you're just starting your own journey. You can't be where she is now, because you're just beginning. So trust in your process and trust in God. And how do we do this? By having thankful hearts. I believe that if we have thankful hearts, if we're grateful for all the things that we have, we wouldn't have room to be jealous or compare ourselves, trying to be like other people. So I would like to use myself for example. For a long time, I was running away from church because I felt like there was somebody that was trying to show me that I wasn't good enough, or there was someone that was trying to tell me, oh, I pray more than you do, or better than you do, or I seek better than you do. So I kept running. And not just in church, even in my classroom, I found a friend to like compare myself with, like, oh, this person has A+, why am I getting a B? But we do different work and we have different brains. It took me a lot of time, moment to realize that. And before then, I have a lot of issues that I concentrate on that person or whoever I'm comparing myself to, that I forget about God. I forget about the calling he has on my life. I forget about, where he told me yesterday to go. And then when I realize, I'm stuck somewhere, I start blaming God. Like, God, where are you? Why am I here? You promised me I will be a leader yesterday. You told me I will be a leader next week. Well, this is Sunday. I'm not yet anywhere near being in leadership. Why is that? I forget the things I've done to myself. Sometimes I feel like we dig holes for ourselves that is unnecessary. Like we take ourselves to places that God doesn't even want us to be, and then we question God when we ourselves are the ones doing ourselves. Sometimes God speaks to us. God let us understand that your neighbor isn't better than you. You are just different, and you just have to move on with the things he has called you to do. Just like in the Bible with the story of the master who was going on a journey and gave his servants seeds, and the one with the least amount of seed never sowed, never planted the seeds or reaped anything out of it. Why being jealous? Why being doubtful about God, about favoring you or loving you? you lose a lot. You lose focus on the greater good. You lose focus on the greater picture that God has in store for you. And I don't know, but I feel like sometimes we set back ourselves by comparing. We look at our friends, be like, oh, I want to be like my friend, and then you stay at his or her pace. Meanwhile, we are all running different journey. As I was making a trip from Pennsylvania past 2 weeks, I realized something as I was driving behind this truck. I was like, oh, I'll let the truck go. I'll just be behind the truck. And then after like 30 minutes, I was like, wow, aren't we moving forward? And then I was like, okay, let me go to the next lane. And I got to the next lane. There was no car in front of this truck. So like for 30 minutes, I held myself back in front of a truck because, oh, it's big. I can't see the front. I'm very sure that, oh, there are many cars in front of him. So let me just chill out and be behind him. And all that. So just like that in life, there are many times that we let insignificant things be obstructions to our journey, to our dreams, which God is saying today that you should let go of. You just have to trust in God, and there is no need to question your worthiness. If God says do this, there's no reason to doubt him. There's no reason to say, oh God, pastor, we have a pastor, so why should I be the one praying, or why should I be the one preaching? The fact that he called you to do that should be the most important thing to you. The fact that he has chosen you should be what is important to you, not the fact that there's somebody better than you, or not because, oh, God should have chosen this person and not you. And comparison only causes us to turn inward. We focus on ourselves a lot, leaving God out of the equation. There is no way you can focus on yourself 100% and focus on God. Why would you think that God doesn't love you? Why would you think that God called you to be a singer and not a pastor? But because you want to be a pastor, you refuse to sing just because that's what you want. God telling you that you should be a musician is like the most important thing. He knows the people you can reach out to more than, oh, if you're a pastor or something like that. And some of the ways that we can get ourselves on track, that we can get ourselves moving forward in our process, is first not allowing ourselves to get stuck in the first place. I know it's cliche. I know it's difficult. We are humans. Even the most spiritual person sometimes find themselves stuck in situations. But just understanding that everyone is different, and even so, no one is perfect. Like nowadays, there's a lot of things going on social media, even just right by us, physically, our neighbors, that everyone tries to paint a good picture for you, and then you beat yourself up because of the imperfect person you're seeing. Two, we should see other people who are doing well around us, like your friends. Make them your point of contact. If something good is happening for your neighbor, be happy about it. Pray to God, oh, if you did it for my friend, God, I believe you will do mine, and I trust you to do mine. Instead of, oh, you did it for my friend in just 1 month. Why am I still here in 6 years? Why are you being unfair? That's not what we should do. And I think we should be content with what we have. And that begins with thankful heart. With a thankful heart, we don't see things you lack. Instead, you see the generosity and faithfulness of our Heavenly Father. You see his grace. You see his love and his kindness instead of him being unfair. Also, we should see God's wisdom in other things going on around us. We should see and not look. While I was in Pennsylvania 2 weeks ago, I was opportune to go to a church, Winners Chapel, where Isaac Oyedepo preached and spoke about the differences between seeing and looking. Like, for example, if you keep looking at your friend and what they have, you start questioning, oh, why is she pretending, or why does she do as if she knows too much? Why does she have it all together? On the other side, if you see what they have and dig deep and allow yourself to see beyond your naked eyes, You will see what your friend has gone through, how they got here, and why they are crazy about their praising God, or why they are crazy about the way they live for God. And be happy for people instead of being jealous or comparing yourself, because that can lead to so many things. For me, I went through so many things being by comparing and, you know, getting jealous of people. I went through a lot of times of depression. Thank God I'm getting myself out of that, thanks to God. But it's just unnecessary sometimes. And I understand that everyone's journey is different. And know that you will yours will lead you to a great place. And like I said, I want us to continue in worship, because I just feel it deep in my heart that we just need to continue to worship God. Just like Pastor Obia said, that we are still in the moment of worship and praising God, because worship is powerful. And in Philippians 4:8, it says, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true is true." Philippians 4:8. "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." Just like even Jesus, when he was on earth leading the disciples, we saw him always praying to God, always worshiping, you know, always in his own quiet time, because he knew the key. I mean, he's one of the Trinity, he's the Son. So, yes, I just want us all to stand up and start praying. If you want to sing, sing. If you want to worship, worship. And just think about the good things that God has done in your life instead of focusing on the issues you have in your life. Because during our young adults fellowship yesterday, Delai was talking about how when you thank, we only thank God for the things he has done now. And then we forget about that and ask for another thing. When he does that, we thank God about that, leave it aside and ask for another thing. And she said, God is not a slave. You have to continue praising him. Even in your needs, you have to continue praising him for the past, for the present, and for the future. And he will continue to answer our prayer even before asking. Because at the end of the day, he's our creator. He knows us more than we know ourselves. So let us get on our feet and start to praise, worship God, and ask him to come into our life. For those of us that are behind in our journey, or we feel as if we are behind or stuck in our journey, let's begin to pray and worship and thank God and ask him to come into our life and give him more of himself, give us more of himself to us.